boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I finally had my family Christmas last night. Just got around to it.
That you hosted.
I did. And this is the first time that like a big chunk of people came over. And I was curious to see how the pets would react. Because they're really just used to mom and dad and that's it.
Right. Well, and you don't have like a ginormous space. So that's a lot of people in their area.
Exactly. So here's the funny thing is that, you know, when you ever gone over to somebody's house and they're and you're like, hey, where's your cat at? And you're like, probably hidden underneath the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday it was like the cats were acting like dogs and the dogs were acting like cats because Evie and Zaw, the dogs, were both hidden underneath the bed.
Oh, no.
And the cats were acting like dogs. Luna and Fat Mochi were like, pet me, pet me.
Really?
It was the strangest thing in the entire world. Luna loved the people. She was standing on top of the table trying to get their attention. We got pizza. She walked on the pizza boxes like, hello, you haven't given me enough attention yet. She was just trying to grab as much attention as she possibly could. Fat Mochi, he was acting like a dog because he was underneath people's chairs and underneath the table trying to catch any scraps that he could.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because he's
fat. That's where he gets his name from.
Exactly. And then the dogs, again, I couldn't get them out from underneath the bed for the life of me. So I ended up peeking my head underneath and they were just bundled up next to each other looking at me like, help! What's happening here?
Weird.
It was the weirdest thing in the entire world.
Well, because I've met your dog, Evie,
mm-hmm.
and she was fun. You brought her to work before, yeah. and she was cool. She was like wanting to check everything out. So I wonder if it's just because it's her space that they were in.
It wasn't until probably the last 45 minutes that they finally came out from underneath the bed. And I don't know if it's maybe because that's when things get a little bit quieter.
Yeah.
Because we stopped playing board games and it just like we were just like, just casually talking, that's when they came out. But they were underneath the bed the entire time. It was the weirdest thing.
Might be better that way, because if they were running around being crazy, who knows what would have happened.
Well, then we didn't really have dogs begging for food. It was just cats.
Or barking.
It's just two cats begging for food and attention.
I wouldn't have guessed that's how it was going to go at all.
I think it's time. I think it is officially time that Zaw gets some training.
I got my own dog barks over here.
I think it's time. He's been with the family for a good couple months now, and I think it is time that I do my training with him.
But like, what are we talking here?
I'm thinking he needs to learn what sit means, stay.
Mm.
He really does need to be potty trained a little bit more. Shake. I love teaching the dog shake.
I love a shake.
He needs to learn fetch. All those things.
Okay, yeah. He knows his name, right?
He does.
Okay, good.
He's a smart dog. I've learned that he knows the word no very well, and he knows his name.
That's a good start.
And any kind of nickname. Because sometimes we call him Zippity Zaw, and he knows that too. So now I have bought him little training treats, so now I'm going to start the real training process, which I love. I've trained dogs before on all those things, and I absolutely love doing it. I feel like I'm really good at it.
Really?
Yes. So I'm very... Why are you looking at me like you don't believe me?
Because I feel like you're kind of a pushover.
Then I just see the dog look at me, and I'm like, all right, fine, you can have six treats.
Like, he bent his back leg, and you're like, oh, he did it.
He sat.
Close enough.
That was about as close as we're going to get to sit around here. Here's six treats.
Okay, so this is what, starting effective today?
Yeah, I'm actually going to try it tonight.
Okay, we'll see how this goes.
He might just end up being another fat animal.
Oh, no.
Here's what's hot
and what's not.
Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Have you heard about the Walmart Birkin bag?
I did. I heard that people are freaking out about it.
Okay. Yes. That is all my For You page was this weekend. At first I was like, what are we talking about here? So basically, if you've never heard of a Birkin before, don't feel bad because they're crazy expensive. It's a purse created by the luxury brand Hermes. And when I say expensive, I mean like lowest range is $9,000, upwards of $500,000. Like these are really, really rare bags that people collect, like Kim Kardashian, people like that carry these Birkin bags. Now, what has happened is Walmart has come out with basically a dupe of the Birkin bag online, and it looks, it's the same shape, it has the same features. I believe it's still real leather, it's just not Hermes. So people on TikTok have found this Walmart Birkin bag, and it is around like $78 is what most people are getting it for. Now it's being called the Workin, like Walmart Birkin.
That's funny.
The Workin bag, and people are going insane. I believe they're sold out as of now because people were like, hello, I'm ordering this because it looks like a Birkin bag, but I'm not paying Birkin price. And then there's some people that are like, you're ruining luxury for other people. Like, they just are copying it, blah, blah, blah. I don't really care either way, but I'm like, if I would have hopped on this on Friday, but when they were blowing up, you would have seen me walking around with a Workin too.
I would have totally been down for this.
I'm saying it's like funny that people are so upset about
it. I understand where they're coming from, but I also like if there are people who can't afford it, like I will never be able to afford a Birkin bag.
$9,000 bag?
No, no, that's just ridiculous to me. I would never.
No, me either.
You could buy a car with that.
Oh,
a really used car, but you could buy a car.
Some of them are $500,000. You could buy 10 cars.
You know how many groceries I could pay? I could pay off like bills with that. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not paying that a purse that could be ruined in 2 years.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
So I'm going to get a Workin bag. I'm going to always do that. Even if it's a Gucci bag, I'm going to do that.
From Walmart, they got to come out with a Woochie.
See, we got to keep coming up with names.
This is just the beginning.
Arata.
Awada.
I'll admit it. I am absolutely annoying when it comes to cleaning. When you're hosting any type of holiday. It could be Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, a football, Super Bowl party.
You don't want anybody finding anything embarrassing.
No, absolutely not. And so with my ex, I remember after every time we would host, he'd be like, we're not doing this again. You're annoying. You're obnoxious. And I know that I can be, well, just all the bad words I can't say on the radio, I would be obnoxious. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I was really nervous to unleash that beast in front of neighbor man and see what would happen.
Yeah.
So I was trying really hard not to, but you know what? I will admit that the beast never came out.
The beast being you.
The beast being me didn't come out when it came to cleaning the house for my family to come over last night for family Christmas. I don't know if it's just because he keeps me calm or what happened. I did have a moment maybe 5 to 10 minutes before everyone came over that I realized there was just a couple dishes in the sink, and God forbid anybody sees any dirty dishes in the
sink. Right.
So I hid them underneath the sink in the cabinet.
What?
Wait, I don't want them to see it.
You couldn't just like rinse them off really quick?
Well, yeah, I did, but then I threw them in the cabinet because I didn't want them to see. They weren't actually clean.
Okay, weird.
I didn't have time to actually clean them.
Okay.
But I had to hide them.
Now, did he witness this
behavior?
Yes, he did. And?
He was like, you can't leave dishes in the sink. The rest of the house looks spotless. We can't just let them see dishes in the sink. And I said, no.
Oh.
They can't know. We eat here.
Did we actually have to use dishes to eat off of? It's very rare, but I got in one of those moods yesterday where I was like, I really want to clean something. Not just clean, I really want to organize something. But I didn't realize that it was going to make me a little bit crazy. So what had happened is at my place, I've got my bedroom, obviously me and my boyfriend share it. And then we have another bedroom upstairs where he uses that closet. His little gaming desk is in there. But to be frank with you, it has been a pigsty since we moved in.
Mm.
It looked like he never even fully moved in. There were boxes that he had clothes in. There were duffel bags he had clothes in. Shoes everywhere, racks in the middle of the room. And for some reason yesterday, I was like, no more. Okay. I'm going to take care of this. So I asked him, how would you feel about me sorting through your things and organizing? Not thinking he would let me, but he did. Only because the Vikings were playing. Thank you, Minnesota Vikings, for distracting my man for a good 3 hours. So I started going through it, and I don't understand men. I hoard some things. I have a lot of beauty products. I keep a lot of makeup, probably more than I need. But the things that I was finding that he's been hanging on to were very confusing to me. He had a stack of shoeboxes in his closet, taking up a lot of room, mind you. So I opened them, thinking there would maybe be shoes in there. No shoes. It was like a box of cords, old headphones, and like random things that plug into the wall. So I took it out to him and was like, hey, do we need to hang on to this? What is this? And he's like, oh, it's just extra cords. I'm like, do you know what they go to? No, but I'd like to hang on to them. I'm like, okay, Taylor, you got to pick your battles today. Do I want to fight over the random cords, or do I just set them off to the side and then take them downstairs to the storage closet, which is what I chose. But it was just the most random things, boxes full of newspaper clippings, bills from previous apartments he's lived in. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to stick to sorting the shoes and leave that to him. It was overall, I felt like I was going crazy by the end of it, because I'm like, why do you hang on to this stuff?
I'll never understand it.
I recently was like, okay, I can stop hanging on to my iPhone boxes. Those can go.
Oh, the iPhone boxes, the Apple Watch boxes, I always keep them. And I'm like six iPhones from it. And I'm like, why?
Dude, you got to toss them.
I know, because we're going through Neighborman's desk this weekend, and he's like, do you need these old laptops? And it's like, no, I don't even use them. I'm like five laptops away from that.
You have old laptops?
Well, yeah. I need to get rid of them.
You want me to come organize? I'll get rid of some things. Yeah.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I don't know about anybody else's office. If you're in the office today, ghost town. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Nobody. Nothing happened outside this window.
And if they are here,
What they're doing.
I know what they're. I'm gonna write you out right now. You are watching the Iowa game. You are pretending you're in the conference room, and you're taking a FaceTime call with a client or something. I know you're watching the Iowa game. I literally can see it.
That's what everybody's doing. I peeked in the window into a brother station, 1600 ESPN. Spencer on sports. He was in the studio a little early today.
I know. And then he looked at me like, I'm going to show to you. And I'm like, no, you don't. Not this early.
I'm like, we know. You're watching the game.
Yeah, you are. Don't lie to me.
Well.
And then I saw people in the conference room looking like they're having a meeting. Mm-hmm. I know they're watching the game.
I mean,
you
know.
Lying.
That is the NCAA's fault, or whoever's in charge of scheduling these games. Why would you do it on Monday?
Right.
During work hours?
And then you expect us to work.
Pish posh. Let me give you an update, by the way, if you are not so lucky to be watching the game live. It's getting close. Iowa 24, Mizzou 21.
Oh, wow, they caught up.
It's about a minute left in the third quarter, so I'd say hop on that live stream if I were you. Things are about to
Taylor,
get crazy.
No.
I'm just saying, your boss is gone. Your boss is probably watching the game. Turn it on.
Yeah, your boss left at like 2 o'clock.
Definitely. So, if you learned anything from us today, pull it up on your screen. Pop an AirPod in. Have it in your ears.
And then just make sure to say, yeah, no, we could totally sell that package to you.
Meanwhile, you're like, touchdown! I think I may have cracked the code this weekend on getting your boyfriend, your husband, whatever, to go out and run errands with you.
Mm.
Because that is a fight in itself normally.
Yeah.
Friday, actually, before we left for the day, I was telling you, like, I really want to go get myself a nice new pair of headphones for the gym. And I was doing a little research, and I found a pair that I liked that happened to be on sale at Best Buy. I was like, okay, we'll see. Maybe I'll go, like, get them this weekend. We get off work, I get home, and jokingly to my boyfriend, not even being serious at all, was like, how would you feel about going to Best Buy tonight so I can get these headphones? No questions asked. He's like, yeah, let's go. Let's get in the car. I'm ready. Didn't even ask what the headphones were. Didn't ask what the sale was. He was like, is it going on right now? Is the sale going on right now? Let's go. We should go before it's over. I'm like,
oh my God.
I was halfway kidding because I could go tomorrow while you're at work. No, I want to go tonight. Let's go to Best Buy. Let's go tonight. I'm like, all right. So we seriously got in the car immediately as I got home to go to Best Buy. And I will do this for everything now because he talked to the worker for me. He asked all the questions that I had. And then we were out of there within 10 minutes, probably. What I wish I would have done differently is then done other errands that I wanted to do after.
I was
going to
say, can we start grouping, I don't know. Can I be toxic and lie and say we're going to Best Buy when we're not and start grouping it with other errands? Or maybe say we're going to Best Buy and just group it with other errands just so I can get him to come with me?
You know what? I have done that. I needed to go to Ulta to get makeup things. Mm-hmm. And I did that first. I was like, I got to stop in there and get my things, but we can go to Best Buy after. And he was actually a trooper.
Did he go inside Ulta? That's the question I have.
I don't remember.
In the car.
He probably sat in the car. Mm-hmm. But we got to train him.
We got to train him to go in. It's not that bad inside.
The treat is Best Buy.
You had an amazing experience at Best Buy.
If you want to see a man jump out of his seat, just ask, hey, you want to go to Best Buy? And they don't even care what it's for.
It could be for the dumbest thing and they get excited for it. Well, neighbor man got just as excited about that. But the whole trip was really for himself because he wanted to get a new vacuum mop. Like, you know, a 2-in-1.
Mm-hmm.
And man, whenever a man wants to get any type of cleaning supply of some sort, you let that man get it. No matter how much it costs. You let the man get it. Because I was like, fine, whatever. He's been wanting a submarine, a Dyson submarine, which is like almost $1,000.
Insane.
And I was going to let him do it, but he did some research. And he's like, you know what? I'm actually seeing that people are saying don't get it. And then he found a new one that was like about $300. And I was like, fine, whatever. Let's get it. This man's been mopping our floors every 5 minutes, Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
They're squeaky.
Really?
Squeaky clean.
Okay.
I would lick them. I'd make out with our floors if I could.
It's that often.
It's that often and that clean. He has been cleaning so much. And then it's inspired him. That not only has he been mopping all of the hardwood floors, he's been like so inspired he keeps cleaning. And I'm just like, if the man wants any type of cleaning products, you let the man get it.
So what I'm hearing is I need to get a hold of my boyfriend's phone, and you know how they listen, the targeted mm-hmm. ads, mm-hmm. and he's being like, Dyson Best Buy, Shark Best Buy, so that he's interested.
And he'll be cleaning everything for you.
I need that.
Don't be the one who shows up at the party empty-handed. Cocktails are considered a side dish, you know? It's holiday spirits with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Coming at you a little early with holiday spirits for New Year's Eve on New Year's Eve Eve because Destiny's going to be gone tomorrow.
So, cheers.
So we have...
Not drinking all day long.
You said it. That means you're doing it.
No, I'm not.
Anyways, we want to make sure you're prepped and ready to go for your New Year's Eve celebrations. And you know what? New Year's Eve is kind of hard to come up with a cocktail recipe because it's just champagne most of the time, unless you're getting fancy with it, which we are here. So I want to go back to when I told you Pinterest's trends for 2025.
Oh, this is making me nervous.
And they said that pickles will be all the rage. So today I bring to you what I'm calling... It's 2025. Deal with it. Pickle Rita.
Deal with it.
Just deal with it. It's 2025. So I'm making a pickle Rita. This is going to be pretty polarizing because if you hate pickles, don't try this. I'll say that right now. I hope you like pickles.
Of course. Okay. I think you should know if your best friend likes pickles or not.
Well, I like was second guessing myself.
Well, if they don't, then you steal their pickles.
And I don't do that with you. So what I'm doing.
Because I would steal yours.
What I'm doing here is...
But what are your... I'm curious where you're getting the pickle.
You just wait. I am starting with like a shot of tequila per drink. If you want more, good for you. We're at work, so we're not going to do that.
And well, then, off the air, maybe. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm kind of eyeballing this because honestly, it could be horrible. So then I went in with some lime juice, maybe like an ounce, I guess. And then I'm going in with pickle juice.
You just steal that from a jar of pickles?
I got a jar of pickles. I brought them.
And you just took it out of the jar of pickles?
Yeah. So this is where I really don't know what
I'm
doing.
If you need someone to eat those pickles later, just hit a
girl. Oh, you're going to get a pickle garnish in your drink. Don't worry. So I'm doing like, I don't know, like a shot of pickle juice each because I don't really know what I'm doing. And then I have agave nectar, which is kind of like honey. I'm just going to do a little squirt of that into my shaker of ice because, again, I don't know what I'm doing.
You're making me nervous every time you say that.
It could be bad. And now we shake.
Deal with it.
Okay, so then in my glasses, I already have a pickle, as you can see.
Nice.
A mini pickle. And then I use the agave nectar on the rim. And I put our favorite thing on there.
Tajin.
Tajin.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Those Girls Incorporated love some tajin.
Oh, it's my favorite, especially with like something. These aren't going to be spicy. If you wanted to make them spicy, you could put some jalapenos in there.
Mm, oh, that would have been good too.
Amazing. Oops. These are not poured evenly, but it'll do. Okay. I'm going
to
hand this to Andrew, who's hanging out in the studio, to you.
Then we'll.
It looks like sewer water.
That's how you sell it.
It smells like a pickle. Okay.
Oh my God, that is strong pickly. Here we go.
It's literally pickle juice, so.
Nailed it.
I love it.
Oh my God.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God.
If you like pickles.
Wait. Wait. You just unlocked a memory for me.
Please share.
My skating rink back in Vinton, what they used to do, and I don't know if the skating rink here in Cedar Rapids ever did this, but they would take the dill juice out of they used to get a big jar of pickles.
Yeah.
And they used to take that dill juice, and then they would put them in an ice tray, and they would freeze them, and they would sell those.
Pickle pops?
Pickle pops were like 50 cents, and you just unlocked that memory for me, because those things were like hot. The kids freaking loved them. You just made that into a freaking drink, dude.
I'm telling you, if you love pickles,
this is good.
This is what you need to do tomorrow night.
I mean, the only sucky thing is you will be smacking on somebody at midnight with pickle breath, but that's okay.
I suppose I didn't think about that detail. I'm still waiting for the day that I will not be the most awkward person ever every time I go into the gym.
Mm. And that'd be nice.
And I had a moment today that maybe I'm just overthinking it and nobody thought anything of it, but I walked in and I was like, okay, I want to start on the treadmill. However, in the line of like probably 12 to 15 treadmills, everybody was spaced out with two in between, meaning I had to pick who I was going to stand right next to, which I feel like is a cardinal sin at the gym. Like, if you don't have to work out right next to that person, maybe don't. So I was like, well, I don't want to use another machine. I want to get on a treadmill. So now I have to evaluate each of these people and decide who I'm going to be really awkward with. And I chose the girl who was one from the end so that I could at least stand by her and then nobody. But the entire time I was like side-eyeing, like, is she looking at me because I'm standing next to, like, I feel like I'm in her bubble. Oh my God, I'm the weird person. And now she thinks I'm a freak and is going to run away from me every time she sees me at the gym.
I'm not going to lie. I would, depending on my mood, sometimes curse that person.
That's what I'm saying.
In my head. What is dependent on my mood?
But I didn't have a choice.
Sometimes I didn't mind. Sometimes I did. It just depended. Was I hating that gym that day?
Well, I don't know if she was hating the gym that day, but I didn't have a choice.
Well, then she might have been cursing, you know, underneath her breath.
I'm going to have to take a couple days off because I cannot look at her in the face again.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
New Year's Eve and a new year upon us means a lot of people are talking about their resolutions, their vision boards, their goals. for the new year. But there's something happening on TikTok that's kind of the same concept, but it's different. And that is people are DIYing their very own 2025 bingo cards.
Mm.
So I've seen people like printing it off or drawing it on a canvas where you make yourself a little bingo board that there's kind of two versions of what I'm seeing. Some people are doing it as like predictions for 2025, like pop culture stuff, like Taylor Swift's going to get engaged or Ariana Grande is going to retire from music or whatever they think is going to happen. Or people are using it more as like a vision board for their personal goals. And they're making a bingo card for themselves with things that they want to do or accomplish or learn in 2025, like run a 5K or learn to crochet, get a raise, buy a house, get engaged, what have you. And then you get to like bingo mark it off.
That's cool.
As it happens throughout the year. You know how I feel about resolutions.
You hate them.
Not really into them. This, I could see myself getting more into.
A bingo card.
Making a bingo card.
I think it's cooler than a vision board because, you know, like I'm one, when it comes to like things like even to, you know, even for work, I have a Trello page where I have a daily to do and I get to check off everything mm-hmm. that I have to do at work. And that satisfies
me. It feels good.
So I think like a vision board's hard for me because I don't get to check off if I accomplish whatever I want to accomplish, like a Victoria's Secret body or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had that as a bingo card, then I could, you know, check it off. I've accomplished it, you know.
I have an idea to make it even more fun. I'm just convincing myself to do this, by the way. Once you get a bingo, five in a row, you treat yourself to something.
Something you really, really want.
And every bingo you get a little treat.
I think what you should do is do the bingo card, right? And then at the bottom, like underneath it, put prizes for like what you want. And
yeah.
Like, okay, if you do a diagonal, then you get Lululemon leggings because you've really wanted those. Okay, well, if you get the four corners, then you get a Gucci purse or something that you really wanted. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something. And if you get a blackout, go crazy. I don't know. And get the cruise you've always wanted to do.
I want to be part of your bingo card.
I have a hack to get the man in your life to pay for everything in your cart.
I like that.
Because I have done this with neighbor man and he agrees to buying everything in a cart.
Okay. I need you to explain because this does not sound like anything real.
I didn't even poison him. No.
Hypnotized.
No, nothing was put in his drink whatsoever. Let me explain. Okay. So neighbor man doesn't ever go to the store, like hardly ever. Usually it's me who runs the errands.
Yeah.
And like if he does come, it's once in a blue moon. And he has gone with me a couple times. First time, it was a Target trip, and when we left the store, I told him, you absolutely ruined that Target trip for me.
Yeah, oh, I know the feeling.
Because he, like, I think we went there really for him to get something quickly, but then I got distracted with their workout gear. That's so cool. I love their workout gear. And so I got distracted, and I wanted to try on some things, and he was like, no, we got to get going. We had nowhere to be, but he thought we needed to get going, and so he ruined my Target experience.
Oh, yeah.
And I let him know that I was very upset with him after that. The second time, we were at another store, and he just wanted to get out of there because he just was over people. And he just was tired of how many people there wasn't in the store. And I told him again, you ruined that experience for me because I was not done shopping and he was rushing me.
I hate that feeling. So, and I know it well.
Right? I just can't say I don't like being rushed when I'm enjoying my time in the store.
Right.
So I told him, moving forward, if you rush me and you ruin my experience, you will be paying for everything in my hand and or in the cart. And he agreed.
Did you get to do this?
Yes.
Recently?
Uh-huh.
Was it a big cart?
No, it was only like a couple of things. But I'm waiting for that moment.
See,
he said he gets to Uno reverse this because if I ruin his experience at Best Buy, I get to... I have to pay for that. But I'm like, dude, you know how much that stuff costs at Best Buy? So I gotta make sure to be on my best behavior at Best Buy, dude. Because I am not about to buy a $1,000, you know, PC computer screen. No, thank you.
No, and with a TV on top? No way.
I literally don't understand this at all. Neighbor man is so confusing. So when we first moved into our place together, we had agreed that the second room, because there's only two bedrooms, that the second bedroom would be his gaming room. Because normally, I've always had a second room for my makeup. That's just always how I've always had it. But I don't really need that big of a room. So we have a walk-in closet, and I just kind of thought the walk-in closet had kind of enough room for me to have that space be my makeup area. However, when we started to unpack and stuff like that, I realized, yeah, that's good enough for my makeup, but where am I putting my Post Malone stuff?
Your shrine.
My shrine. I don't have a place for it. So he has the second room, which is his gaming room. I thought maybe, just maybe, you know, he's got some bare walls. He'd let me put some of my Post Malone stuff up. I had asked him when we first moved in, and he said no. Straight up no.
Okay.
And I'm not going to lie. I'm not even going to like make it sound sweet and beautiful and butterflies. We had a little bickering about it several times. And he kept telling me no, that I could not put my Post Malone stuff up in that room.
Is he not a fan, by the way?
No, he only likes one song.
Oh, okay.
Really?
T.
Post Malone. He's just, that's just not his thing. So he said he really didn't want to look at Post Malone while he's gaming.
Okay.
To be quiet. And I get it. But also, where am I supposed to put my stuff? And he had mentioned put it up in the bedroom. And I was like, no, that does not go with the aesthetic of the bedroom. Then he said, put it up in the living room. I said, that also does not go with the aesthetic of the living room. And then he mentioned put it in my boxes and put it back in the basement until we get a house.
Ouch.
Again, this is exactly why we had some bickering for several times. And then I just gave up. I was like, I'm done. This is not a battle worth fighting, apparently.
Okay.
Fast forward to Christmas when he gives me a cricket, and now he is obsessed with me being in the gaming room with him. He's like, this is where you could do cricketing.
Oh,
let's get you a desk. We could put the desk right next to me. Because originally we talked about having my desk be on the other side of the room. And now he's like, the desk could be right next to my desk. And then he's like, we could put your cricketing stuff right here and your desk right here. And he's like coming up with all these ideas. But again, I thought it was his gaming room. And then I thought this weekend, why not poke the bear? So I thought I'd ask him if I could put my Post Malone stuff up on the wall just to see. And I asked him and he said, yeah, of course. You could put it with all your, you know, your cricketing next to your cricketing desk. And why not? So I didn't ask again. And I quickly went to the store and I bought a ton of picture frames so I could put it all up in picture frames. I got to quickly nail it up on the wall before he second guesses
anything.
Changes
his mind.
But I'm just, my only thought is, why now? Why has he suddenly changed his mind that I can be a part of this bedroom now or this gaming room? Like, why is he letting his man card slip away? I don't even know if man card's the right word. Why all of a sudden does he not care?
Well, question. I have a couple questions before I can tell you what I think. Do you bother him when he's gaming normally?
Sometimes.
Like, oh, get off. I'm bored. Huh? Come hang out with me.
Yes.
And then does he ever say, oh, well, can't you just like come scroll on TikTok in here?
No, he just was like, can you find something to do?
Okay, that's it. You have found something to do. And he's like, oh, if I put you in here, you'll stop bothering me so that I can game and we can hang out together but do our own things.
So is that why he's also letting me have the Post Malone on the wall?
Because I don't know why he's doing that.
Maybe he thinks Post Malone's hot now, too? No.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Almost a new year. We're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
If you were like, oh, I could just get rid of 2024. You're about there.
You can so close.
I thought you were going to say, yet so far.
Well, no, not really. Only a couple days.
You know what? It's just so close.
I'm just not ready to accidentally write the wrong date on everything.
Oh, you know what?
It's constant. And it takes me like 2 months.
It really does.
To get it together.
Yeah. You got to change the calendars. That's exhausting.
Hard work ahead of us, truly.
And if you write a check, who's writing a check? I'm not.
I am actually asking who is writing a check.
You got to write 25 now.
25.
Not 24.
Don't you forget it.
Well, anyways, new year, another new trivia question. How many versions of the Times Square New Year's Eve ball have there been to date?
You mean there's been more than one?
What?
Who would have thunk?
No.
Well, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Yeah, there's been a lot. Or has there?
Has there?
Should I say much more? All right. Why do we give Taylor?
That was the right moment.
Taylor sound effects.
Has there?
Moving on. The question is, without, I don't want to say too much. How many versions of the Times Square New Year's Eve ball have there been to date?
See, you're being serious.
Wow. I am being serious.
Okay. Well, you can text
I mean, do they do a new one every year? Ask yourself that question. Do they not? Are they saving money? Where would they put the big ball?
Where do they store the big ball?
I have questions.
As do I. I hope you have some answers. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Obviously, I know the answer for tonight's trivia question. Duh, right?
Somebody's got to know.
One of us has to know. But if I didn't know the answer to tonight's trivia question, I would think that, like, the New Year's Eve ball would, like, the amount that they've, like, switched over, like, the last couple of years would be a ridiculous amount of numbers. I don't even know when the New Year's Eve ball drop started, but I would think it's that many years. Because my thought would be that they would put the ball up, right? It drops down at midnight, and then they would have to, like, deconstruct it, and then I throw away the product is what I would assume.
Yeah.
That's just kind of what I would assume. But you do know where they put the big ball. She's going to reveal that.
I got all the answers, by the way, to your questions. I know when it started.
Really? Okay,
I know
great.
Where they put it.
Okay, we're going to get to that. Literally after the guesses and a song away, so you got to stick around.
I've got good information for once.
You could use this at your New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
Well, we got to go over the question again, reveal some of the guesses that have come in so far. How many versions of the Times Square New Year's Eve ball have there been to date?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, Michael said 12 versions. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
You got to think, these things are massive because they may look tiny on TV, but if you were really in Times Square.
And I think one little thing gone wrong, you got to get a new one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. I know what you're saying.
9301 said 69. And I still write checks and I'm the same age as you two young ladies, because we were talking about who still writes checks.
Because you got to change the date here in the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, 9301.
Thanks, 9301.
Maybe my finances would be in line if I was balancing a checkbook, you know?
You know what? We should start learning from 9301.
You might be onto something. 5820 said three different versions of the New Year's Eve ball.
Only three?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I don't know. I know too much, so I don't want to say too much.
We got cut her off. How many versions of the Times Square New Year's Eve ball have there been to date? What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 2 minutes.
And all those fun facts, like where they store the big ball.
I have so many
facts. What year did it start? Do you have more than just that?
I might.
She's a ridiculous amount of facts, and the answer, less than 3 minutes away. How many versions of the Times Square New Year's Eve ball have there been to date? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
There's only been 7 Times Square New Year's Eve balls to date.
Which is crazy because this tradition started in 1907.
Wow.
And there's only been 7 of them in that time. So the
keeping good care of them, I guess.
Well, they are. Well, it's a lot more expensive now. The first one was made out of iron and wood and 100 light bulbs. Today.
Boring.
Today it's made out of Waterford crystal triangles.
That sounds too smart for me.
And has over 32,000 LED lights on it.
No wonder it's like blinding to look at, even on the TV. I'm like, tone it down?
It is. It's crazy. So we've come a long way in only 7 different versions of it. But I have to answer the question that we are dying to know, which is, where do they put the thing after? Because obviously,
where's that big ball go?
Yeah. You originally were like, they got to take it apart and then redo it every year.
You're
That's
telling
not true.
Me they don't take it apart?
No.
They just roll a ball around?
No. 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 No.
Does
no.
it go in the ground? I have so many questions.
It goes underground.
I was joking.
No. I'm so
Wait,
serious.
So it's up at the sky and it goes at midnight and then it goes even more.
Uh-huh. So they
You're joking me.
The ball is always on top of a building called One Times Square. They drop the ball. Happy New Year. Woohoo. Then there's a space underneath that building, 50 feet beneath the 24-story tower. The space is even beneath the subway tracks. It's that far underground. And all of the New Year's balls from the past are down there.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. I got thoughts. Can I? All right, hold up.
Right? Why is this not public knowledge?
Yeah, why are we not talking about my brain can't handle this? Okay, one of two things. One, what would happen if we forgot to turn the lights on?
the bill would be insane.
We just left it on to be like 50 feet underground for 365 days. Can you imagine?
No,
That'd
I wouldn't
be
even want to know.
Somebody forgot to turn off the freaking lights, man. The bill's $1 million.
I think you'd know after 1 month.
That's true. My second question is, and maybe I shouldn't announce this live on the radio.
Oh, God.
What's the likelihood we could break into this? I've been just saying.
You're going to jail.
Because I want to see all the other balls, and I want to break in there.
Well, that's what I don't know.
I'll get a pitchfork, and we can start digging.
I don't know if they do tours. I have no idea.
They probably don't.
Well, because of people like you.
I'm going to get something, and I'm going to start bearing digging right now.
You're just incriminating yourself.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.